and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Hundreds of airstrikes across Lebanon as Israel's long simmering conflict with Hezbollah begins to boil over. Lebanon's health ministry saying that the death toll has now reached 558 people. More than 1,600 have been wounded. Major wars in Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, and now a possible wider conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. World leaders discussing all of it in New York this week as the UN General Assembly meets. Promising new data on obesity rates in American adults.
The CDC releasing new data showing more than 40% of adults in the U.S. are technically obese. That's slightly down from nearly 42% between 2017 and 2020, but is still higher than 37% a decade ago. With the public health concern so high, lawmakers in Washington today will weigh their options in hopes of bringing down the cost of weight loss drugs.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. John, now a tropical storm hitting Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a Cat 3 hurricane. This is ABC. A new lawsuit over recycling. The state of California suing oil giant ExxonMobil, saying it has lied to the public about just how easy it is to recycle plastics.
The suit claims Exxon promoted the widely used chasing arrow recycling symbol, leading buyers to believe products with the symbol would be recycled if disposed of properly. But a study in 2022 found only about 5% of plastic waste in the U.S. is actually recycled, the rest being incinerated or sent to a landfill. ExxonMobil responding, saying for decades, California officials have known their recycling system isn't effective. They failed to act, and now they seek to blame others.
ABC's Lana Moise. Kmart, which once had more than 2,000 locations across the country, is down to just one full-size store, and now that one is weeks away from closing for good. It's on New York's Long Island and will close next month. One smaller format Kmart store still open in Miami. Cherry Preston.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have 6 games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for 3 games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next 2 Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A few sprinkles this morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, it'll be clear. 47 tomorrow. Sunshine 75 by Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Tuesday to you.
Just talking about how days can start. Todd, you even had a little story, and I was just telling John a story about me coming to work this morning. And, you know, 5 o'clock, you'd like your day to be kind of like,
yeah,
chill.
Yeah, start out that way.
Todd was coming down in the elevator and spilt his coffee, and then I, of course, had a confrontation with a pedestrian. So.
Coming down the elevator, Todd.
I stayed in town last night because I filled in on Pete's show.
Oh, where'd you stay?
At the Legacy.
Wow!
I know, we're doing better than I thought.
Holy cow! We still haven't been there, have we?
I've been there.
I haven't walked in the door.
Yeah, well, it's nice. Right, Todd?
It's the nicest hotel I've been in. But
no,
I'm coming down in this really swanky thing.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where the pop tops up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Coffee all over my hand, right? All over the floor.
Just to start.
So I literally get out of the elevator, set the coffee down, and get the hell out of there. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I will say this. That was one of the fun things about staying in hotels all the time when I was on the road. It's just going down to the lobby in the morning there, and they've got the little, you can make your own waffle and have your whatever. You know what I mean? That's like so cool. It's like, I was thinking, how could I set this up in my house?
Yeah. I mean, there's not all, that's like Hampton stuff. But sometimes when you go down, they have the free coffee, but
yeah,
breakfast is a little expensive in some of those places.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a glass of juice?
But when they have the complimentary, take it all day long. Today is voter registration day. All right. If you voted in the last election, you don't need to re-register, right?
Yeah. No. These are just people if you've relocated or if you haven't voted.
Well,
college kids.
You know what? I didn't realize.
You claim residency, they can't vote twice.
They're pretty specific, though, on where you're registered, huh?
Yes.
Because when I lived in Ledgeview, I was registered for Ledgeview.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and stood in line at Ledgeview for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thing said Manitowoc, because I was living in Manitowoc.
Yep.
So I had to re-register in Manitowoc.
Why would you do that? Why, you just give it up in Manitowoc?
They wouldn't let me vote in Ledgeview.
Well, sure. If you lived there for 10 days, you could just show them your water bill or something. Mm-hmm. Just register right there.
In Manitowoc?
No, in Ledgeview.
No, but I had been registered in Ledgeview.
Oh, you had been? Okay, all right.
And so then I moved to Manitowoc.
Oh, yeah. But how long were you in Manitowoc? Were you there more than 10 days before you went to vote?
Well, yeah.
Well, then, yeah, you could have just registered right there.
Well, that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Jeez. Talk about a morning. At least Todd only spilled his coffee. I mean,
I can't communicate. The voter, fraud or whatever. It's like, boy, they spit me out.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of wearing this different colors, but kind of the same shirt. Kind of the same.
I got another shirt here. I'll change.
Okay. No, it looks fine. It doesn't look too close.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take that.
All right.
Thank you. Punctuation day. I'm terrible at punctuation.
Oh, you are not.
I am too.
You wrote 4 books. I wouldn't say that if I was.
I have a phenomenal editor. My editors are always former English teachers.
Yeah.
And one of them used to be Kathy. She was Kathy McKenzie, Pat McKenzie's sister.
Oh, yeah.
Teacher all her life.
Yep.
And it was back in the day where I would print them out and I would hand them to her and she would use a red pen and she was just like turning in a term paper.
Yep.
And she'd make smart aleck comments about, you know, phrase she didn't like. And it was exactly like back in high school.
That is a gift.
It was a gift that they got that.
I have a man whose daughter is, then my other daughters, or they would write something. Even sometimes I'd put a little speech together. And she'd take out that pen and just start striking stuff. Like, not, like, she wouldn't, like, read it and think about it. It was just like,
boom, boom, right. Boom, boom. I know.
Think, wow.
I know.
That hurt.
But you almost have that or you don't have
it. That's what I'm saying. I agree.
Yeah. Eye health week. Well, as long as I got my $1.25 glasses,
I'm noticed. Uh-huh. You overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Well, Nikki bought these for me.
Those are old man glasses.
They are, aren't they?
I have to tell you, you look older with those on. Okay. You look better with the women's glasses.
With what on?
Wow.
With those what on? Are,
yeah.
They'll never be on again?
No, she bought them for you. You should wear them. But yeah, those are... Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
Kevin Sorbo, 66. He was...
Was he He-Man?
He-Man or somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
A big Viking kind of guy?
Yep.
Mean Joe Green, 78. One of the all-time greats. Played against Northern Michigan University when he played for North Texas State. Did you know that?
No.
No? Well, he did. Played against Northern Michigan.
Is he still around?
Yeah.
Oh, he's 78.
And that was still one of the most iconic...
see how that works, Jim?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was kind of looking
for my glasses. We don't do birthdays for people that don't have birthdays anymore. Yeah,
okay. Right, we did that before.
We made that rule. Yep, right. Yep. Yeah, who do we do where it's like, oh, they're still alive? And then it's like, they died like 20 years ago.
I think that happened on one of the days I was off. I was listening in.
And, okay.
Because I always like to do born on dates. Like yesterday, Ray Charles was born and blah, 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 right?
That's the cue that they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We did some people that were, But the Mean Joe Green, he had the most iconic commercial of its era.
Oh, yeah.
Where he gave the little kid the, or he gave him his jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throwed him.
So I did, for the old Lindy Infante show, I used to do those little spoofs.
Yep.
So I did one on how hard of a day it is for a sportscaster at a Packer game. Okay. And at the end, I'm walking through the tunnel, Lambeau Field, walking down the tunnel, and this little boy is walking up with a bottle of Coke. And he goes, hey, Mr. Mino, would you like some? Nah, that's okay, son. You sure you can have some? Nah. And then he gives it to me. And then I turn, okay? And I turn and I say, hey, kid. Remember when Joe Green throws him his jersey?
Right.
I throw him my reporter's notebook.
That's funny.
I think a better Minoism would be like the kid going, hey, Mr. Mino. And you're like, no. Hey, Mr. Are you sure, Mr.? I said no.
Yeah, just start yelling at the kid, have him cry. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Scar him for life. Yeah.
Kid's dad comes out.
Right. Just wailing on you.
I can see that. I can absolutely see that. Hey, we got a good show to go. Daryl Burnett coming in from the Automobile Gallery for
Oktoberfest.
October. October.
Yep.
Oktoberfest. Like Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest. That sounds like a German thing, right?
It is.
Oktoberfest. Just saying. Sounds like a German
October
thing.
October.
So anyway, okay, we got that. Then we got Scott Fitzgerald and James Gottelson coming in. Okay. I have to run up to my place because I've got something for Scott. I have some sand from the beaches of Iwo Jima. And they wrote that song about Iwo Jima, a soldier in a marine on Iwo Jima. Remember we had the guy in here who was phenomenal? And he asked if he could have some of that sand. They're building a custom guitar for the guy based on Iwo Jima, and he wants to incorporate some of that sand in the guitar.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So we get...
Unlike on the front, and then he'll put like slack over it, that little sand, and that'll look cool.
Yeah.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Then we got Carl Winter, NBC 26, coming in, Neighborhood Forecast. Boy, those are good people, huh? Mm-hmm. NBC 26.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to get Noah in, though. He'll do it. Noah was the guy the other night. Did you see the Facebook?
I saw it.
Did you see the Facebook thing with him?
No, I'm not.
It was the first game he's done. Good kid. Really great kid. And so he was down there to do a report for us. Well, the team comes running back in the field, and their team, their offensive line, they had one guy that was 337 pounds, another one was 308, another one was 300. I mean, just... Huge mongous. So they're running by him, almost trampling him. But then it was youth football night, and there had to be 300 youth football players. Well, they realized there was a live camera. and they just swarmed it. Like, you can't believe. He wasn't sure what to do. It was funny stuff, though. Like,
it was great to see him react, because he was taken aback
by
it.
He was like, I'm not sure what to do. Kids were in front of him. Yeah. And, but that's the thing with Katie. Her son, was Brody, was one of them. You know, right? And jumping in front of him and doing the whole. It was really a funny
that's
thing.
Cool.
So, like to get him on. Heidi Sherman, Midwest Viking Fest. Tell us about that time.
That's coming up cool at UWGB, event. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had like, 3,000 people there last time.
Wow.
That's a huge event. Just great. Looking at the heritage, right? Yep. That's about the food, the culture. Yeah. That's a big, big event. That's going to be cool.
Are they
talking
Swedish?
To her about
no, Norwegian,
that.
Right? The Vikings?
I'm not sure.
Nordic, pretty much. I used to love that show, Vikings.
I don't remember that.
You didn't
that
see
one.
The show Vikings on Netflix a few years back? Oh, man, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's the Scandinavian history that they really lean into, but
yeah, there are some people that swear they found some stuff up in the UP from Vikings.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a guy in Manitowoc used to tell me he thinks there was a Viking gravesite on his farm that he wanted to dig it up one time, and I was going to dig it up with him.
But that would be cool. It's
farm. I know. It's his own farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be cool. I'm a big fan of Vikings. Big fan.
See, that when you say that, I can't help but think of football, so I don't, you know what I mean?
Well, we were at Mesabi, we were the Norsemen.
Yeah,
so close. I was a Viking.
Right.
Pretty close, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So that's good stuff. Good lineup, Todd. That's going to be fantastic.
Should be fun.
Good time of year to be out doing stuff, too, though, isn't it? Just the greatest time of year. And you know what?
This week.
Yesterday I went for a walk.
Okay, yes.
I didn't cough once.
Oh.
And I didn't sneeze once.
The allergies are moving out.
It must have been just below a certain temperature. So it was nice walking by the river yesterday. It was a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
And it just, I felt like I could breathe for the first time.
This whole week is going to be, it's going to warm up later this week. And, you know, I told you I'm taking some people apple picking. And I called the lady. And today I'm bringing some people.
Which people were you taking?
From the new community shelter.
The homeless people?
Yeah.
Haven't they suffered enough?
I get to drive. My wife drives her car. So. So I was calling, and the lady goes, oh, my God. I said, well, come this weekend. Oh, she goes, you know, it's you can, but it's just crazy. It's like 3,000-4,000 people we get here.
Oh, my
here
God.
On a weekend. I said, well, it's going to be during the Packer game. She goes, oh, yeah, then you can come.
There'll be nobody.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what we're going to go during the Viking game, just the first half. But it's apple picking and pears.
No, I like pears.
Do you? I'll get
fan
you some. $2 a pound.
If you give me
I'll get
$2 a pound, that's like one pear's. A pound, isn't it?
I don't know if that's a lot.
Pound?
I have no idea.
That'd be like 50 cents a piece, I bet.
I don't know.
I think that's pretty expensive. Oh, don't you?
I don't. I just
$2 a pound?
That's what she told me. She said everything's $2 a pound. I'm like, okay.
I bet two pears is a pound.
No, John, they're not that
8 ounces? You're saying a pear's not 8 ounces?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've got a food scale. Well, I'll bring it in.
Just
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I don't care. So I'll, all right, so I'll bring you 10. I'll give.
Bring me a buck's worth.
I'll bring you like $10 worth. All right. Anyway, I thought that was cool. I didn't know we had a lot of
pear I didn't know picking. We grew pears in
I know
Wisconsin.
In Michigan, across the river, across the lake, we pick peaches.
Really?
This time of year.
I didn't know that
actually
either.
That's like 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's southern Michigan then. I mean, lower Michigan.
It's lower Michigan.
It's not the UP.
No.
I didn't know there was peaches over in lower Michigan.
I had no idea. I thought it was like Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. There's
Florida.
I don't think so.
But look it up. There's peach. You can. I don't think so. What?
I'll look it up.
Okay, look it up.
Who's and from then, Michigan? You or me? You or me?
You're from Upper Michigan, which should be Wisconsin anyway. I don't know how we could let you guys get away with that.
All right. We got a center break.
All right.
All right. Big show coming up, folks. Stay with us. Back up. You're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck you to your game.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back! I got it wrong there during the break, Todd.
Yeah,
so did Jim.
I did.
We both said Jackson 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you got that wrong.
But that... Come here, that does sound like the Jackson 5, though.
I mean, totally does.
He's
Donny Osmond. They don't have those kinds of groups anymore. Where you have, like, the family and the little kids.
Yeah, no, you're right.
No.
There's nothing like that anymore.
You know, that's true. I'm trying to think. Yeah?
Nothing. I still get those things on album covers. Do you get those, Todd? Like, one a day, worst album covers of all time.
Oh, yes. On social media?
Yeah.
There's some really bad ones out there.
There's some that are, like... One of this one this morning, maybe I can find it on my thing. I'm going to say a bad word, kind of, okay? It was like, Bobby, Sissy, and the Midget.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Oh, and some of the worst ones, have you noticed? Taste. They're gospel albums.
Yeah!
Right? And it's like a brother and sister, maybe. And she's got the big beehive. Yeah. And he's got, you know, the cross-eyed and the space between his teeth. And... And it's called He Touched Me.
Yeah. You know, right?
Oh, wow.
Exactly right.
Okay. We're going to find another subject here. He touched me. All right.
We're giving out prize package. We're giving out a prize package today to the whoever can email us a picture of the worst album cover.
Okay, that's
you can find. We're giving it. Do we have Frank tickets?
We got tickets for Frank's shows all the way through the end of the season.
We got tickets for Frank's show. Worst album cover you can find that you can send us, and we will judge.
Text it in on the Civic Media app. Yes. Choose the station and just get it in here.
I know the one you're talking about. That's why it's so funny. I can see it in my head. Oh, okay. Hey, at least two of us are having a good time.
That's right.
Got a thing here. They're called Michigan peaches, John. Who figured? I didn't know that.
So that would be like there's Ludington, Holland,
Traverse City.
Yeah, I think it's that neck of the woods, okay, though, where there's...
Oh, on the West Shore?
Yes.
You ever see that thing? You got Big Bear Dunes, Sleeping Bear Dunes. Sleeping Bear Dunes?
I didn't go there.
In that area?
No.
I saw a thing on that. It's like this. It's the hardest thing in the world to get up and down. I mean, you can get down it without problems. It goes right down to like... It's gorgeous. Just beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
But it's unbelievably difficult to get back up. It takes like 4 hours. And people have had heart attacks and everything because you sink, you take a step and the sand just sinks. You go further back half the time than going forward. But if they have to rescue, there's a big sign, $3,000 it will cost you to be rescued.
Oh, if they come out? Mm-hmm. That's good.
There's a big sign. It says right there, $3,000.
I'm fine with that. It's
me too.
Like, you know, you idiot. Yes.
Me no, too.
It's because that is. And it probably costs him close to that. That's not. They're not making a lot of money on that. Even when you get the helicopter or
well,
whatever they bring out there.
Like, if you're on one of these ice floes and the helicopter has to come out and rescue you.
Yeah.
Do you get charged? Does anybody know? Help us out on this one, somebody.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they should.
They don't? That's, I thought they do. I know if your car goes through or anything, you have to call one of those salvage places. A friend of mine runs one of them.
That's different, though. I mean, yeah, to be rescued, the Coast Guard?
To be rescued by the Coast Guard on a
now
ice
we're
floe.
Paying those guys. I don't think so. They charge on top of that?
I thought they did. I thought they did.
Those guys are in Sturgeon Bay, Green Bay, and they're there to do that.
And sometimes they've come over from, like, Traverse City.
Yeah,
to the different places. I don't know. Todd, do you know?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Somebody will know. Somebody text us. Do you get charged if you get rescued by the Coast Guard out on an ice floe?
Yeah, I would guess not.
No?
No.
Okay.
But
all right. I wouldn't. Our first entry.
Wow.
God. I don't know if I can even read it.
It's, oh my goodness. I'll throw it up on the stream okay. too so people can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, put it up there. Mary Hinge. I wonder how Mary Hinge? 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 What is she doing?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah. Okay, who's that from, Todd?
That's from Alex this morning.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Alex,
you're in the lead.
You are in the lead, and I think you're going to stay there. That's a pretty good one.
I got this one. John, on many of my mountain adventures, this is Mike, who's the big mountain climber.
Yes.
On many of these mountain adventures I go on, they will absolutely charge if they have to rescue us from the mountain.
Yep, I think that's true because
that's a park service or whatever, right? Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I don't.
Why wouldn't the Coast Guard? I don't know. I think they do. I think they charge.
Really, those sailboats? Really, they?
I don't know. All right.
I mean, I think. Why are we paying them then?
All right. Just saying. Is our first? Okay. Is that up on the stream now, Tom?
I got it up on the stream.
It's the first one that's up.
Mary Hinge. It's she and her dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Enter Me, Lord.
Yeah. Have you seen that before?
No.
Because that is.
Don't you hate that dog? Just by looking at him, don't you hate that dog with the little ribbon in his hair?
Yeah.
Don't you, though?
Yep.
Yeah, wouldn't right. you just see, totally. Like, hey, come on in. And that dog would come and just be at your ankles the whole time. Just the entire jumping on you and just snapping at you.
But,
Yeah. And this one's legit because the price tag is still on it.
From Safeway.
Safeway was $1.89.
Yeah.
Wow. It's still there. That's fantastic.
She's the one that goes up with her dog and, you know, a dog is spelled backwards. You know, people always say that are like religious with their dog.
Oh, God is dog. Right? Oh, yeah. I've never heard that before.
What?
I've never heard that before. Nobody's heard that before. Todd, did you ever heard that before?
Yes.
I have.
Oh, right, John. There it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, that I'm sure she mentions that in her gospel song.
Yeah.
Yep. So, is she? Could anybody want to research her? Is she still?
Mary. I'll look her up.
I don't know that. Let's do an over under. Do you think she's around?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
There's no bet they have.
No disrespect, but Mary doesn't look like.
She did the test of time.
She doesn't look like the old protein diet worked out that well.
Dog outlasted her.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. So, anyway, no disrespect. Not coming. I'm just saying this is from 20 years ago. I don't think.
Well, that's all 20 years ago.
Yeah. Maybe 50
more.
Years ago. Yeah. I don't think Mary.
But you have glasses like that.
I do have glasses like that.
So.
Oh, no. Is this her?
Oh, that's more than 20 years.
So this is a group called the Faith Tones.
Okay.
I got to find the album to go along with this. It's called Jesus Use Me.
Oh, this is terrible.
You guys.
Your mom was
I was just going to say that.
Is your brother the priest listening? Oh, this is bad. Todd, what's wrong with you? We can play this all on Todd.
Yeah.
Because we're just along for the ride in this one.
Yeah.
This one's Todd.
There's the album cover on that one there.
Oh my God.
He gets your glasses again.
Oh my.
And the hair.
Look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Felt's Dairy Farm in Stevens Point is one of the four farms chosen to help celebrate the 2025 draft. Not only can you walk through their specially designed corn maze this fall, but cheese curds are also a fan favorite. We'll talk about it next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
At Feltz's Dairy Store in Stevens Point, cheese curds were such a popular item that Jake Feltz decided to get his cheese-making license to make his own. Just a few years later, he says they can barely restock fast enough.
When we opened, we were like, curds were kind of our most popular product. But at that point, it was kind of scary. The equipment we got was a little bigger than what we technically needed at the time. But now, 3 years later, the equipment is getting too small for us. We could use some bigger stuff. So we thought we'd have a whole bunch of leftover we were getting when we were kind of in the process of planting. We thought we'd need a lot of wholesale accounts, things like that, to try to use up the curds we were making. But yeah, now we sell everything just right on site. And like I said, we could use larger equipment already, especially this last summer. It's kind of hard to keep up with demand. So it's been I think, better than we thought even.
They serve five unique flavors of cheese curds at the store. Feltz's Dairy Farm is also one of the four farms that's offering a 2025 draft-themed corn maze this fall. The 2025 draft is coming to Green Bay in the spring. Agriculture is a part of the celebration. You can learn more about it at MidwestFarmReport.com. And don't go anywhere. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has launched a Distressed Borrowers Assistance Network. The goal of the network is to provide personalized support to financially distressed farmers. Through a series of cooperative agreements, this national network will connect borrowers with help to regain financial footing. You can reach out to your local Farm Service Agency office to learn more. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few sprinkles this morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, it'll be clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75 by Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. I got another great one here.
The Beatles
with the dolls with the heads cut off. That was controversial at the time. We are doing a contest for the worst album covers of all time. We've got three entries. Should we even say the names? What was Enter Me Jesus? And then what was the other one? Todd, what was the other one you had there?
Let me see something else like that.
Yeah.
Jesus Use Me.
Jesus Use Me.
Yeah. This is terrible. You're
I'm not saying it. I'm staying away from this one.
Is the bishop
listening?
Is the bishop? Is he coming in today?
No, I
got a couple more for you here this morning too. We saw the Beatles one.
Mm-hmm.
Here is.
I don't think you should make fun of Jesus.
I'm not.
You go right ahead.
I'm not.
The amazing.
What is that?
Something on a motorcycle.
Like a frog riding an ATV?
The amazing Rhythm Aces, Too Stuffed to Jump.
Ah, okay, okay. Don't remember that one? I remember the amazing Rhythm Aces.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Daryl got a kick out of our religious entries, by the way.
Yeah, well, hard not to laugh at those.
Thank you for dragging me.
Hey, right.
We just and he's from the Bible Belt.
We want to spread the...
I'm an innocent bystander.
There you go.
You laughed harder than dragging anybody. Dragging me into it already.
It's Satan can drag you in.
Daryl Burnett joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Daryl, you...
Huge event coming up.
Right. That automobile museum gallery is just a great, great thing in Green Bay. And I think it's well known, but I don't think it's as well known as it should be, right? It just has, you're always changing out the cars that are there. I live over in that neck of the woods, so I drive by there. You always have events going on, right? And you say 200 or something a year?
Over 200 a year. And then we rent out our executive boardroom on a fairly frequent basis. But, you know, it's amazing to me. There are some locals who aren't aware we exist. And then, like, this weekend, we have a gentleman from Norway coming in to write an article in a magazine. Yeah. So it's just amazing who knows and who doesn't.
And I, years ago, we did this passport in your own community. You know, Botanical Gardens, I think most people have been there. But, you know, Northland Hotel, your place, there's just a lot of cool things. And we have to be ambassadors. And you really promote that automobile gallery. I just think it's great what you've done there. And what do you got coming up now? You got this... Auto, what is it?
Oktoberfest.
Okay. We battled that at the start of the show.
Hard time saying that. And it's nice how you, okay.
Because you want to say Oct, but you can't. It's just Auto.
So it's
Burfest.
All right.
Auto Burfest.
That's coming up.
Auto Burfest.
Just like Oktoberfest, only Oktoberfest.
I got it.
Oktoberfest.
Because you did it. We went to that.
Right. Todd, am I still doing it wrong?
Oktoberfest.
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 There you go.
Oktoberfest. Yeah. So it's just Oktoberfest.
So this will be our fourth annual.
Okay. But you did an Italian fest, which was, that was a blast.
Oh, it was, we haven't been together since that.
Since that, that's right.
We were hoping to get 700 paying customers. We had over 1,400.
Wow.
Come for Festa Italiana.
Yep, I talked to a lot of people who went to that. And this Oktoberfest is... More the Germans, so we'll see.
It is the German equivalent of Festa Italiana. Yeah. We're bringing in millions and millions and millions of dollars of German cars and vehicles of all sorts, ranging from the BMW, from the Mad Max movie series that is on the extreme end. And then we have Messerschmitts, we have BMW iZettas, and then we have
tons of Mercedes.
5-day-old supercar that just landed from Germany and everything in between.
Really? Outstanding.
Wow.
How big was the, and you're an aficionado in car history, how important, and this could be a weird question, were the German automakers to the German military during the war?
Oh, it was amazing.
I mean, you mentioned Messerschmitt, of course.
Exactly. Plane. And knowing military history the way you do, John, Messerschmitt was prevented after the war from making vehicles for about 3 years by the Allied forces because of making the fighter planes for the German armed forces during World War II. Yes.
Wow. I had heard that same type of thing with Japan with Mitsubishi.
Yes. Very much the same case. And, you know, you have to put yourself in that position back then. You didn't want to suddenly put arms back into the hands of the people you had just defeated in the war.
Absolutely.
But, you know, once again, here's a little known fact that Ferdinand Porsche, following the war, was prevented from building cars in Germany. So the first 2 years, Porsches were built in Austria.
Really?
Until they could retool the factories and get back on their feet because, and Dr.
What about Mercedes?
Mercedes, you know, again, was, again, some of the most famous cars. Hitler's car was a Mercedes.
Right.
And, you know, they, I don't hear so much about them, but we all know that it was all driven by Hitler. And a lot of these gentlemen, Dr. Porsche, a good example, made the Volkswagen in 1939 for Adolf Hitler. And it wasn't, hey, would you like to? It was, you will make this for me. And so, you know, they had to do what they had to do back in the day. But, you know, the tremendous engineering and attention to detail that the Germans had was incredible.
And I think everybody kind of knows that, but it's so true. I mean, they just didn't mess around.
No.
I mean.
And you know, there are famous stories where doesn't matter what it costs.
Right. That's what
it will be quality first.
Right.
And engineering first.
Yep.
And then we'll see where things land. Where in other cultures and other economies, get the product out there and we'll fix it in the field. You know, it's a completely different mindset.
Well, you know, in my sorry, just another album cover. In my book, there's this one guy, nice guy from O'Connell Falls, Mr. Jenkins, was Richard Jenkins, and he was like a tank repairman during the Battle of the Bulge and the whole thing in World War II. Mm. Well, his unit went right into the Czech Republic then, or Czechoslovakia, whatever it was called at that time. Mm-hmm. And they were going to have the big, huge thing to celebrate the Americans liberating them, mm-hmm. okay? This huge parade right in Pilsen, and they said, we got this huge dignitary that's going to be here from America. And they were thinking the president or whatever. You know, so that's the biggest. It's people are so unbelievably excited they couldn't believe it. So they actually got Goebbels' car, and they had to redo something because they tried to wreck it, I guess, the Germans. So they had to fix up Goebbels' car for this big thing, and that's what he worked on was Goebbels' car.
Wow.
So you know who the big thing was that the Czechs were so unbelievably so excited about? Jack Benny, the comedian. They just thought Jack Benny was the greatest American there was, and he was the guest of honor at the liberation thing. So they had to fix up Goebbels' car for Jack Benny.
Can I tell you a quick Jack Benny story?
Sure.
Jack Benny, by all accounts, was one of the most genuine, nice entertainers of all time. And we all know the horror stories, and we've talked about some of those horror stories in the past. But his daughter told the sweetest story about Jack Benny, who I think was from Waukegan, Illinois, so not too far from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And one day he came home, and she was in high school, and he said, I'm going to the hospital to visit a friend. Would you like to go along? And she said, I was 16, 17 years old. So I had no interest in my dad's old friends.
Right.
And so he went off to see his friend. He came home in the afternoon, and she said, well, how's your friend doing? He said, he's getting better. And he said, you know, who's your friend? Would I know him? He goes, well, I think you might. Harry Truman.
Oh, no kidding.
And she said, all these years, I have kicked myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a chance to go, but she said that was the kind of guy he was. It wasn't like Harry Truman, President Henry Truman. It was my friend Harry.
Well, then there had to be some connection with that.
Yes.
For Jack Benny to be over there at the end of World War II.
Something like it.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'll be darned. Okay, that's the connection then. Because he even said, that my buddy Richard, I had no idea how that connection would... Okay, that explains it then.
He knew people.
Do you guys ever get something? Did they destroy all those, like, the Nazis things and everything like that? Or are they still collectibles?
They are still collectibles, but they always come with an asterisk.
That's what I mean.
In fact, you've mentioned some of the high-ranking officials. Most collectors, most, not all, will stay away from anything that might be controversial because when you go to the core...
Yeah.
There's a lot of pain there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're still out there and some have toured with them. When I have been in the presence of vehicles like that, and I have been in the presence of Hitler's vehicle and the like, I don't like it because of what it stands for. Not because of it's not a brilliant vehicle and it has history tied to it. It's just, I have an uncomfortable feeling with it. And I think a lot of people do, but if seen in the right context,
right,
from a historical perspective,
part, right,
There's a lot of history that is to be
history is
admired.
History. I mean, right. I mean, no matter which side you're on, it's history.
Exactly.
And I think it's okay that it evokes some of those emotions. I think that almost makes some of the things that you look at, it's like, wow, this, I don't like this, but I think that's
kind of like
cool.
What you say with art.
Art, there's a lot of things like that. Even when you go visit some things, it's like, okay, this is unbelievable. This happened
there's an unnamed museum that has the hearse that Lee Harvey Oswald was carried in. And I have the same opinion about that. Right. I am not.
What about the car Kennedy was in?
That car, interestingly enough, was redone, repainted, and Lyndon Baines Johnson had that vehicle as his limousine, but he insisted that it be painted blue, or I should say black. JFK's Continental was a navy blue, and Lyndon Baines Johnson started a trend that continues today. Governmental vehicles are black, and he said, I want nothing to do with that. And as history played out, I believe Lyndon Baines Johnson used it once or twice and wanted nothing to do with it, but it did not leave the presidential motorcade until the Carter administration, if you can believe it.
It was still used?
Still used.
The car that Kennedy was shot in.
Right. Not by the presidents, but by others in it, because back then it took 18 or 24 months to make a new armored limousine. Today, it still takes time, but it's much more, it's a smoother process.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
the car
amazing.
Still exists.
Where is it now?
Well, I think it's in the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh.
But for many, many years, it was so incredulous to me that the car, given its history, would be. But that's
weird. I can see LBJ doing that. I mean, he was. Mm-hmm. That guy was a weird dude.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised those other presidents didn't honor him.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's something. Right. So, hey, this Mercedes show, this German show that's coming up, and I'm just all about the Germans engineering.
Yes and no. Ooh. I had a Karmann Ghia. That's a German car, right?
Yeah.
Why did they make air-cooled engines? I had that up in the UP. I used to have to scrape my windshields from the inside. There was no heat in that thing whatsoever.
No heat, right.
None.
But that was partly... because of the austere engineering that went into, I mean, if you had a VW Beetle, and a friend of mine had one in high school, we froze in the wintertime.
Oh, right.
Because it would take forever for the heater to heat up.
I'm thinking of the other side. I bought a 450 SL in your old neck of in Flint.
Oh, okay.
Flew over there, picked it up, bought it from a guy. And I just couldn't believe, I would look down and you're going like 110.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how that's the nicest car I've ever owned. And I've always liked the engineering. It was just how smooth it was, how big it was, just everything about it.
I tried getting an adapter so I could plug in a blow dryer in my cigarette lighter.
You know, that's amazing.
Honest to God,
that country made the yin and yang.
Don't they make those adapters where you can plug something in a car or no? But I thought that might at least work, a blow dryer.
Yeah, and if you come to the show this weekend, you'll see a 1960 Mercedes 220 SE Cabriolet, which is one of three or four in the world. Only 1,112 were ever made, and only three or four in original condition. The door shuts on that car today better than anything you'll find on the showroom floor in an automobile dealer. That was the attention to detail. And you open the door and it's chrome wrapped. This was 50, 60, 70 years ago. They were putting this kind of care and attention into the building of these vehicles.
Well, my dad, iron ore miner his whole life. And when the mines were slowing down, one of the things, they'd closed down for a couple of years at times for the demand was so low. And one of the things was, he explained to me how the automakers were rolling out the sheets of metal, and they were just thinner. I forget what degree thinner than they used to be. So what you're talking there was probably the heyday of the best
metal.
Oh, and that's where the mines were going great.
So, Darryl, I want to talk. I think this is really going to be a fun car show. And then you got food, music. So we'll talk about that when we come back. That is an event for the whole family. And I just love what you do there. I just think.
Thank you.
I don't think everybody's been there, and I think they should. And who doesn't like German vehicles?
right? Daryl Burnett for the Auto Gallery. Back up.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com, sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. 54 degrees in Green Bay, 54 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. We're with Daryl Burnett from the Automobile Gallery talking about a great event coming up this Saturday.
Oktoberfest. So we are going to,
Say it again.
Oktoberfest.
There you go.
I thought you said that the first
time. So did I.
No, I don't think you did.
He just likes to pick on me in the morning.
Wow.
That's all right. Show's over.
Tomorrow. Say it again real quick.
Oktoberfest.
All right.
So that is coming up, and that is Saturday, September 28th, right here at the Automobile Gallery, of course, right down the road
away,
from us.
Two
right,
blocks away.
400 South Adams Street. It's an incredible German car exhibit, and we were talking earlier just about the engineering of German cars, and I was going on, and then you guys reminded me they made some junk, too.
Car McGill was fun. It was a fun little summer car, you know, sporty.
Just didn't have heat.
Literally did not have heat.
But, Daryl, tell us a little bit more about it. I mean, this is $15. This is,
right,
man.
We purposely keep it so that everyone can afford to come to it.
And music, food.
I read this quick text, Daryl?
Sure.
It says, my wife owned a Mitsubishi. If her grandfather, who was a World War II vet, knew that, he would have been upset and probably not talked to her.
Right.
I didn't realize Mitsubishi made the Japanese warplanes. Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, all those factories. And we did it here in the U.S. You know, in World War II, we didn't make a new car in this country until 1949.
Yep.
A truly new one. They were just rehashed because they were taking all the factories and turning them back into what they originally designed to do. But during the war effort, Ford Motor Company, and there's a great book out, and I forget the name of it, but it's the role that the automotive companies played.
Absolutely.
In the victory of World War II.
B-24s, they were turning them out like a couple a day.
That's right.
At the end, yeah.
So, again, you know, there was, similar to any era, there were those responsible and those who, you know, had to subsist and survive.
You know what was a really, really big controversy in what you're talking about is, okay, so Henry Ford, I don't know, good or bad guy, in your opinion.
But he built the middle class, man.
Yeah, but he was having, you know, so he was making crap tons of money, too.
Oh,
you know what I mean? With those contracts, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And having the guys work extra hours. And that was when they had their first strike. Mm-hmm. And there was the big thing. How can you strike? You're building a plane for our war. And they're trying to say, well, here's what he's doing to us. So that was, I mean, guys died in that when it got so bad. But it was, you know, the newspapers that then, one of them was pro-union, one was against the union type things.
Right.
And they would make those guys look like, oh, my God, can you believe this? Your son is dying on the battlefield of Germany, and your neighbor is striking because he's not making enough money to give him a weapon. And it was really ugly.
There was another part of World War II that Henry Ford played a major role in, too. And I'm not going to pick sides here. But
the gliders?
Well, no, I'm talking about the Jeep.
Okay.
Willis, which most people call it Willys, but
I love
technically
Willie Jeeps.
It was Willis, had the contract to build the Jeep for World War II and ended up building 432,000 of them. But Henry Ford, with his friends in Washington, happened to get a piece of that contract. And the Ford Motor Company built several Jeeps as well during the war. And Willis never forgave the government for doing that. And fortunately, Jeep survived, but Willis itself did not. And so that's a little known story about World War II. So even in times of war, when we're pulling together, you know, sometimes there's backroom politics.
A lot of people don't know this, though, but if you ever go up through Iron Mountain, they've got the glider museum there because gliders were built. You know what they used in D-Day, the gliders, where they were towed and then let them go? They were built, one of the big factories up in Kingsford and Iron Mountain, Michigan, because of the wood supplies up there with the hardwood and everything.
And that's the other part of Kingsford is a little known fact that Ford built Woody's back in the 40s.
That's right. That's one reason they had it there, because they had the supply chain.
And never wanted to waste anything, Henry Ford took the remnants of building those and formed the Kingsford Charcoal Company, which Ford Motor Company owned for decades.
Well, wow. Kingsford history.
Pretty cool, though, to learn that, you know, because there's always, we talk about that with businesses, there's always a story behind the story. Right. And that's cool to learn that kind of stuff. Hey,
we had a Woody, okay, and it was parked in our backyard then. Man. We called it the Big M, Big Mercury, and one summer, we spent the whole time, my dad's like, oh, might as well just tear it apart. Smashing the windows, ripping off the seats, doing all that stuff. Can you imagine what that thing would be worth?
Right.
If my dad had said, let's put it in a garage and let it sit.
Right.
Was there a restoration that followed this?
No. We just tore it apart. Wow. So shoot out the windows with the BB guns, the whole thing. Yeah. And then he had it towed away for junk. Yeah. Can you imagine? And it was beautiful. We've got pictures of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one that the surfers then, they all reclaimed them in the 60s and go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, Daryl, how do you come up with these events? Like the Italian Fest was, like I said, well, like you said, but I knew because I went to it, was 700 expected guests, and you had 1400.
Right.
Is German Fest, I mean,
do people
donate? Where, how do you get the vehicles for something like this? Because this is cool.
That's an
stuff.
Excellent question. I actually started both of these events because, you know, being a 501c3, a not-for-profit, we needed to find revenue streams. And so we have about 537 car shows, I think, in this area in the summertime alone.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
So being in the business that we are, I had to think of something that was unique, something that wasn't going to compete with our friends in that business. And so I came up with Festa Italiana, and I came up with Oktoberfest. And I literally went out because the pressure was on my shoulders. And I found these cars from across the country. And I am so blessed to have good friends.
There's a pretty good network, though, isn't there?
There is.
And people
when you're serious about cars.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's also people with cool cars. Kind of like to show them off a little.
Oh, yeah.
When they found out what we were doing, they are all in. So it's so wonderful. All
right. Derek, you stick around?
Yeah, we talk a little bit more about this.
For Derek Burnett, Oktoberfest, coming up on Saturday.
Well said.
Did he? Was it? I don't think so. He's the boss.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Todd.
Right. Oktoberfest.
We're still taking entries for the worst album cover of all time for two tickets to Frank's, I want to say dinner theater, Frank's Productions.
Let me be Frank Productions.
Yeah, I always want to say Frank's Dinner Theater.
Yeah.
They haven't had dinners in 10 years.
20.
20.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller, and I welcome Deanna Donaldson, president of the Warrens Wisconsin Cranberry Festival, but you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.